Welcome back, and we'll continue this session. We have seven exciting presentations, and the first speaker today is Leonardo Hinojosa, and the title of his presentation is Quinoa Photoperiod Sensitivity.
Hi everyone, my name is Leonardo Hinojosa. I'm from Washington State University. I came last summer to Kevin's lab. Please, Kevin, can you raise your hand? Yeah. I'm working with heat stress, but also I'm doing some experiments with photoperiod. So this afternoon, I'm going to talk first a little about quinoa, and then I'm going to talk about the experiment about photoperiod. So first, I want to know how many people in this room haven't heard about quinoa before? One, two, just a couple. What about how many people have seen a plant of quinoa before? Oh, you see before? Oh, cool. So it would be nice to see your experience with quinoa. Yeah, that's quinoa. Did you see in pictures? So what is quinoa? Quinoa is an Asian Andean grain. Actually, you see in the books or in the in papers, you see it's a pseudo cereal grain, but I like to call Andean grain. In South America, we are from Ecuador, we call quinoa the mother of the grain or golden grain, which means el grano de oro in Spanish. Quinoa was domesticated like 5,000 years or 7,000 years close to Titicaca Lake in Bolivia. Quinoa is a very versatile crop. We can grow quinoa to the sea level and to 4,000 meters above the sea. Quinoa has a saponin content. What's saponin? Saponin is a glycoside, which gives the bitter characteristic to quinoa. So if you don't take the saponin to the seed, you probably taste very bitter. However, there are few varieties with very low saponin content. We call like sweet quinoas. As I said before, quinoa is a very versatile crop, but also is a marginal crop. We can grow quinoa in tolerant and drought conditions, salinity, land, and also in very low soil fertility. Of course, the yield will be very low, but the plant will still make rain. So in this picture, map, I want to show you how the quinoa was expanding around the time. Oh, sorry. There you go. In 1983, quinoa was just planted in South America. You see the red color is represent like more than 5,000 hectares. The mineral producer was Chile, Argentina, Ecuador, and Colombia. But also in Canada and United States, we start to experiment with quinoa around 1983. So now, 2 years ago, you can see in this map, almost all the continents have quinoa produced. So in Australia, in Europe, French, England, also in Africa and Morocco, here in the United States, and Chile, Ecuador, and Canada, now they are intermediate producers. We have more than 500 hectares producing. But probably you heard about quinoa is very healthy, gluten-free food, and also have a very high content protein. But you see in this graph, in this chart, yeah, quinoa is very high protein, but not like beans. You can compare with beans, it's like almost 40. But the special thing we have with quinoa is the amino acid balance. If you see in this chart, quinoa has almost all the essential amino acids in good amount. So now I'm talking a little bit about photoperiod. Quinoa was classified as a facultative short day plant. We can adapt in different photoperiods in short days and day neutral cultivars. A lot of research in Argentina and Dinamarca was investigated about photoperiod. They conclude there are different genotypes. We have a short day, so means like we need a short day to flowering, and also there is other varieties we can grow in either in short days or long days, will be the day neutral cultivars. So that is important because we need to, if you want to adapt the quinoa for the north altitude, we need to focus the cultivars in not sensitive, like day neutral cultivars. In this graph, what you say before, in the map, here's the Titicaca Lake, which is like, was domesticated quinoa. But also there are quinoa in for Colombia, Ecuador, and also in Chile. There is 36 degrees south. So we are trying to take this quinoa from South Bolivia and Chile to adapt here in North America or in Europe, the North Hemisphere. So in this experiment where I show you now, we try to determine the photoperiod sensitivity of six quinoa varieties. So we use different varieties. Titicaca Puno are varieties from Dinamarca, developed for Esben Erik Jacobsen. Also, the variety Q2 and L6, the sixth came from Holland, but the general plant is come from Chile. The variety Cahuil, the sixth came from White Mountain Fire from Colorado, but I'm very sure that this variety came from Chile as well, because in Chile there is a town called Cahuil. And the last variety is Tucahuan. This variety is from Ecuador. This variety we developed for INEAP, for Eduardo Peralta. This variety is very long maturity variety. All these plants we planting in two treatments, the short days, 8 hours light and 60 hours dark, and long days was 60 hours light and 8 hours dark. We do two rounds, the experiment. The first round, we feed this treatment, and then we switch the chambers. Also, every 5 days, we random the plots inside the chambers to avoid the effect of the chambers. So we measure different stuff, but I was just measure the main results. The very interesting thing was the flower time. We could see here the varieties Q2, Cahuil, Puno, and Titicaca. We almost flowering in the same day, the long days and short days, but not Tucahuan. Actually, Tucahuan, we record in 103 days for long days the flowering, but the flower is like the formation. Something happened there. In short days, we can see the antithesis, and also we finished the experiment in almost 100 days. We transferred these plants to the greenhouse because there is another project in the chamber, but we recollect seeds, but the seeds was not analyzed in this experiment. But we never take the seeds for the long days in Tucahuan. So for plant hay, you can see here the very difference to short days and long days. But the interesting thing, I told you, we measure every 5 days, since 20 days after seeding. You see the difference here, there is not too much difference in hay. But in 25 days to 55 days, the plants Puno and Titicaca start growing faster. And then we finished to grow around 60 days and short days. But not Tucahuan. I told you that Tucahuan is a very long variety. We're still growing in short days. In long days, it was kind of similar, but we stopped to grow the plants around 45 and 50 days. Like 1 week before. The interesting thing we measured as well was the leaf greenness with a SPAD measure. So you can see here. In this middle picture, yeah, there is the same plant, same day to planting, but was in short days and long days. You can see this very red leaves, and the long days, it was no green day, no red leaves. But it was not in all cultivars that we see the red leaves. QU2, NL6, and Cahuil, we became red, the leaves, when it started to maturity. In Titicaca, the leaves was orange. And the Puno, the leaves came like yellow. In Tucahuan, we're still green, I told you, it's still growing in short, either in short days. But this phenomenon we don't see in long days. The plants look kind of same. The same day to seed. Also, we measure every 5 days the span. That happens in short days. You don't see too much difference until 65, and then the greenness we can go down. Not Tucawan is still growing, growing. Like, sorry, the plants were still green. That happens too in long days, kind of same, but if you see here, Tucawan is still down, but then go up because the plant still produce leaves. For yield, we will see a difference in the interaction, but between the varieties was not too much difference. Just Puno was the low. The long days have almost more yield than the short days. In seed size, also we see the difference. In this case, short days with the seed was bigger. Titicaca was the variety with bigger seed in two treatments, in long days and short days. So what's the next step? Well, I told you and my research is more focused in heat stress. So I did this experiment to see what's going to happen with photoperiod, because we have like around more than 200 accessions for Colombia, Peru, Bolivia, and Chile. So we tried to put these genotypes or accessions in greenhouse 2 screening for heat stress. So we, in this experiment, we see there is plants, day neutral, but also there is sensitive genotypes. So for screen to heat, we are going to put 2 hours light and 2 hours dark to we have a seed production to the plants. Also interesting, probably not in my case, probably other research, to see what happened with the leaves, because when it's in growing in short days, because not all the varieties have this behavior. So before to finish, probably you see this picture, this is no quinoa, this is barley. So if you go to the center of the, I don't know, the exposition, there is the photo, the pictures content owners. So this picture won the first prize. So we took last summer in the field, we crossed in barley. So I want to announce to all my lab meeting, all my lab, Kevin Murphy, and also governor for Ecuador who support my studies here. And also I invite you, all you visit us in this phase in Facebook website. So I'm open for questions. Oh yeah, I forgot to say that. The chambers were set up at the same temperature either on the night and the day. So we don't change the temperature. There are some studies to measure the temperature with a photoperiod with Daniel Bartero. I think the paper is in 1999 or 2000, I think. I will check. You can check that. Depend the variety, because we saw different genotypes, very short, don't make too much leaves, and the other variety is very tall and huge producing leaves. I don't have the data, but I have to tell you, there is different genotypes. I forgot to tell you, there is genotypes for the north, altiplano, south. It's different varieties. Probably, I need to check that, but I can say. Thank you.